Hello, everyone. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Well, today I have a distinct pleasure of having my friend Crystal join us. Maddie's not able to be here today because she's feeling a little under the weather, but she'll be back next week. In the meantime, I have my dear friend and colleague over here, and she is actually one of the masterminds behind this live show and always behind the scenes in every episode. So I was really excited at the opportunity to have to be able to bring her up in the front because we have a really fun topic to talk about today. So, in ways of quick introductions, if you're new to the show and if you don't know me, my name is Sonia Lucina. I am an organizational psychologist. I'm the president of the Workforce Business Unit at Question Pro, and my life's passion, mission, goal is to make people happy at work, fulfilled, and just really to love their job and love what they do. So, Crystal, do you want to introduce yourself real quick and
I
your
got really
pro
excited.
evidence?
I got really excited to saw him pop down there. My name's Crystal Weiss. I'm the director of marketing at Question Pro. And as Sonia said, I try to help coordinate all these fun events that we do. You may see me pop on here or live with Dan or during our X days. I'm always trying to do something kind of fun to bring our to bring authenticity to our product lines and to our executives. Evan, are you ready? I'm gonna bring you in a second. Okay, there you are. And we have a surprise guest, Evan.
Hi, hello.
Welcome to the show, Evan. So,
Thank you. Thank you so much.
for those of you that have joined us before, you might have heard me mention Evan in different stories. One last week, he is also a dear friend of mine, a member of our workforce team, somebody that I work very closely with. So today, when we had an opportunity to expand the party and invite a couple more people, Evan was like one of the first guys I thought about. So welcome to the show,
Thank
Evan.
you, thank you, thank you. Welcome. My name is Evan Bombard. I work with Sonia on the workforce team. I kind of lead the Salesforce efforts there. And it's been a great ride, and I'm excited to see what this live show is all about, being part of
Yeah. Now you get to be on the other side. I know you're usually our fan and watch, so it was really fun to have you participate. So today is our 11th show, and leading into the summer, at least in Northern Hemisphere, for all of you lucky folks that are in spring now, one of the recent terms that I heard about, it was called the workcationing. And I put a post on LinkedIn because I saw it and I thought, oh no. And it was probably one of the posts that I put up that got the most engagement from people, where I said, okay, workcationing, like, no, don't, like, come on, just go take a break. You don't need to think about like work, try to separate the two. Burnout is an all-time high, mental well-being at an all-time low. Like, we just need to really take care of ourselves. And it was just incredible how much people reacted, how supported they were. We do a lot of research around just how people are feeling, how they're doing, and it's so evident that people just need to unplug and take some time off. So that's the topic of our show today, is going into the summer, what are people's plans? Are people planning on taking time off? Are they going to unplug? When they do, how? Are they going to let work follow them? Are they going to fully unplug? So we'll share some data on that. And then I'd love to hear your team's perspective as well on what do you think about the findings and what are your plans for these fun months ahead of hopefully when we're finally able to take time off and maybe the world will just be a little less crazy. So this is our data. So what we first ask is we always ask a few hundred workers around the US in a quick poll around their sentiment, how they're feeling. And so we wanted to start out by asking on a scale of 1 to 10, how badly do you need a vacation or time off? And well, 73% of people said they need some time off. And it's what was really funny in the data is like 10 was off the charts. Everything else, like you have some more people in five, like, yeah, you know, I could. But it's like there are people just like, get me out of here. I need to unplug. I need to unwind. I feel tired. But by and far, people are saying, all right, I'm ready for the summer. I'm ready to take some time off. Were you too surprised by this?
Sonia, can you full screen it a little bit more?
Yeah, let me see.
I was like, in my one time when I was on live with Dan, I thought the like image was too small. It was because my screen was too small. And so he was like,
I think if you just hit present, or will that kick her off?
Let me see. No, I did, but I wonder. Hold on. I think I figured it out.
There we go.
You know, I was telling Crystal earlier, and Evan knows, that I woke up at 5 o'clock today to kick off our MENA conference, hence the blouse and everything. No. So I'm noticing now it's 2 o'clock my time, and I'm slowing down a little bit. Like the buttons are not as clear. So thank you. I realize I have two presentations right next to each other that are the same because I couldn't find one. Anyways, back to the data. Thank you for the help, team.
You're welcome.
This is really interesting to me because, you know, as you kind of pinged me earlier in the day and I was looking at these slides, I started to think kind of back on the four burners, which you had talked about in a previous Work at Life. And I was curious as to, like, out of that 73% from, you know, 6 up to 10, of those four burners, are there more people in the 10s that their four burners are maybe work, they have a family, like, for example, your parent? They have a significant other that they're married to, or, you know, have been with in a long-term relationship. Are those burners impacting? Whereas, could I look at myself? You know, I don't have a family at this point. I do have a girlfriend, but we are not married. So I was wondering if there's impact in that way as well. If some people who have been, you know, indoors with their significant other for the last 12 plus months and their child, if maybe they're in more of a need of a vacation than, say, other parts of the working population.
Yeah. And I think that's a really great insight. And I was mentioning to you yesterday when I finally went away for the weekend after 12 months of living with a significant other in a like wildly beautiful toddler, a wild toddler. And I came back a new person. And I thought, wow, I love to travel. And I always take time off. Like, in my career, in my life, traveling is one of my passions. Unplugging is something that I do to spend time with friends and family. And these 12 months was probably the longest in my entire life that I've gone with literally not leaving home. Whew. And I know, right? and when I came back on Sunday night, I realized how different I felt. Like my mind was just more clear. Like I was tired for the weekend because again, the toddler was there. So I was running around after him, but it was a different kind of tired. Like it was a relaxed, tired, happy, tired, like, and so I think it's interesting what you're saying. What we found in studies at the beginning of the pandemic is for a lot of times people who are single living alone felt a lot more isolated, but that's when the restrictions were a lot bigger. So you were literally sitting at home by yourself and you couldn't see anyone. Where now it's a little different. So I think that that's an interesting question around who's sitting there being like, get me out of here. Right? How many things are you juggling?
And, you know, you also kind of just based off your past weekend, you know, when we say vacation, you know, sometimes my mind goes to 7 days, you know, a full 7 days is a good vacation. Ooh. But does it necessarily need to be 7 days? I mean, could it be a long weekend like you're saying? Could it be more of a breakup? You know, so I think also understanding, you know, what a vacation is to someone, you know, versus another person is also interesting. And there's probably some interesting data in there as well.
Well, it's really funny because speaking of that, I was messaging with my mom and she was saying, how is everything? And I said, oh, amazing. And we went like 30 minutes away from home in a car. Like, so again, everything in perspective, but it was just so, and she said, well, you guys need a longer vacation. And I was like, oh, 100%. But it's like not in the cards right now. You know, we live in Argentina, the cases are increasing. It's not as easy to travel. And so to your point, that's what I usually do is generally I'll take a week off, 2 weeks off. I've done throughout my life, there was times that I literally went to Asia and it was probably maybe 10, 15 years ago when I was traveling to Thailand, I was traveling through Cambodia and I chose to go there because I love traveling through Asia, but also there was very little internet access. And I knew myself that sometimes I need to be forced to unplug because then I won't get on my computer. I won't work because I can't. I cannot wait for that week long vacation, 2 week long vacation. Like this was definitely just a taste of it.
For sure. I mean, during the height of the pandemic, I actually like booked it out of Texas to Oregon, but for like 2 months. Yeah. So I went and took 4 days off at the very beginning, and we did a sibling vacation, which me and my siblings had never done before without our parents. We're in our 30s and 40s. And so that was like, we just like hunkered down at my brother's house for 5 days from three different states, and just like, it was weird, but it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Working and living there for like almost 2 months.
Wow.
And so it felt like workcationing, because I was always like, well, this isn't my home, but like,
yeah.
I have a bedroom, I have a closet, I leave things there. Like, you know, it's definitely, but you don't have your desk, you don't have your spare monitor. Yeah. Like, next time I get on that plane, I'm bringing my second screen. Like, but it's a fatigue after a while of just like not being in your space. And yes, you can do it, but I didn't feel like I was thriving at either vacationing or working. I was just like maintaining.
Yeah. Well, and that actually, let me do, because I see a few more people joined us. I'll do a quick recap. And that actually kind of brings us maybe to our next data point. So thank you for all of you that joined us that maybe weren't here at the beginning. I'm joined today by my dear friends and colleagues, Crystal and Evan. And we're talking about vacationing. How badly do we need it? How are we going to do it? Are we going to be working from everywhere, anywhere? Are we going to be vacationing? What does that look like? So hopefully, as we go into the summer months and more people plan to take time off, we were curious, knowing that burnout is a serious issue now, knowing that mental well-being is a serious issue, how are people unplugging and taking this time off? So building off what Crystal, you and Evan were just saying, we actually asked people, so when they take their next vacation, what are they most likely to do? Unplug completely, check emails 1 to 2 times during the day, still attend meetings, or basically work? So here's the workationing people. We got 8% that self-admittedly are saying, and I will keep saying, just call it working from anywhere. If you're going to go and we're just call it, it will empower you. You can work from the beach, but don't call it a vacation if you're basically working. My advice, take it or leave it.
Yeah. This is just really interesting because, you know, again, there are, depending on what level you're at, or depending on what role you're at, there's just different demands. You know, I'm looking at this right now and I know myself, I think, and also that goes to another part, is you got to know yourself. Like, I know if I were to take a week off and do no email checking, come back, let's say I land on a Sunday and got to be at work on Monday, I would be overwhelmed on Monday. So I would rather check maybe not 1 to 2 times during a day, but 2 to 3 times during the week. Just, you know, if there's anything that's really top priority I need to do, just so I feel when I come back, like, okay, I'm not so overwhelmed. But that's me because I know my personality. And then, you know, there's other people in other roles. Like if you're more project oriented in, you know, your role, say you finish a project, you can totally unplug and that might be best for what you is. I think it's fitting what's best for you and your personality.
Absolutely. And I think for me, what's happened in the past too, is it also depends on what's going on in my work at the time. And who do you have on your team? What kind of job are you in? Are there things that you can delegate out and feel like, okay, if I don't check in, it'll be fine? Or I think we were chatting before, like now with WhatsApp or different technologies. Mm-hmm. I generally don't tend to use WhatsApp for work now. So people will Slack me, they'll send me an email. But I know, let's say tomorrow I say, all right, Evan, Crystal, I'm out of here. I'm taking a week off. I'm not going to check email, hopefully. but if something really urgent happens, send me a WhatsApp. Yep. Now, to your point, Evan, like my personality might be that I'll check in too. Now, the good thing with my work today, I'm going to knock on every piece of wood that I can find around, is that people tend to be really supportive and there don't tend to be these really big, crazy fires that happen. So I don't need to worry as much. And if I check my email, my heart is just going to sink because something bad is happening or we like really mess something up. Like I don't have that concern. And so that's also like a little bit alleviating to say, okay, if I do check email, I know there's not going to be like a bomb in there of sorts. What about you, Crystal, aside from working when you travel with family, how do you usually handle it?
One of my life goals and visions and mantras, actually, when I joined Question Pro in 2019, was to be better segmentation of like my work life and my personal life. I came from a really heavy startup background. And so we vacationed together. We worked together. I lived with my CMO. I lived with my CEO at one point. Like we all like, you know, there was like chaos happening a lot. And so we kind of just like moved as like one segment of people, whether we were at work or on vacation. And so I've gotten much better about like, just like cutting off the communications during vacation at Question Pro specifically, because I have such a great team.
Yeah.
And I think that that's to the point of, if it depends on where you are at in your life, depends on, do I need to put in the work or can I, is refreshing going to be better for my work in the long term? And that's what I find is like, if I'm running on 4 hours of sleep for 10 months at a time, like I'm not putting out quality work. I'm not being creative. I'm not like taking us to the next level. And that is worse for the company than me showing up every day.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot agree more.
And I think, you know, now that we have moved into this hybrid model, for example, if you're going on a planned vacation with a group of people and you have a bunch of activities planned and you're really looking to kind of just get away, that's more where you kind of do the unplug. Whereas if next winter comes around and, you know, being a remote company, someone says, hey, do you want to get an Airbnb in Colorado for a month and ski on the weekends? I'll work my Monday through Friday, you know, normally as I would, and just knowing that I'm in Colorado. So on the weekends I can go to the mountains that I have, you know, so I think, you know, you just have to, like Crystal said, kind of assess what's important to you and what kind of vacation you're taking.
Well, and I think that that's just like very different to a generational mindset of where you work too. Right. Like you and I, we're not connected to any database that we have to like be in an office for, like, literally, like during the Arctic storm, I was like, computers, backpacks, like, I'm done. Like I could leave anywhere, like, you know? And so I think that that mindset will change as a younger generation is put into positions of authority at companies. The expectations of where and when you do your work is going to shift, which means these answers, I think you could probably do a 10-year long study on how we view vacation, work from anywhere, and workcationing.
Yeah. And it's really just in some ways like resting. Like, is it like, is a vacation? Is it like, what do you need to actually put your mind at ease to feel recharged? And for each person, it's different. I'll show one last data point and we'll keep chatting about this. What was interesting to me here too is, you know, when I take my next vacation, I'm most likely to unplug completely and then boom. 66% of people are going to take their computer with them. So it's almost like I've done this too. And it's very rare. I'm trying to think of last time I didn't travel with my computer. Even if I don't have any plans to turn it on, it's like a safety blanket. Like if something happens, it's just so much easier for my mind to have it. And usually I just put it in the safe, I lock it, and I hope never to see it during my time off. But it's kind of like that, like a safety blanket. And it's almost like I saw this data and it made me think of like hoping for the best and planning for the best, but preparing for the worst in some cases. To say, okay, like I really, really want to unplug, but maybe I'm actually going to be more stressed out if I don't have access. Like if something bad happens, or not even bad, like if something needs something urgently, like I always think there's certain things that I can probably do in 5 minutes because I know where something is or I built it. It's going to take somebody else like 5 hours because they haven't worked on it. They don't know where it's stored. They don't know why certain things are the way they are. So at first I chuckled at this data and I was like, oh, but it's me too.
I saw this and immediately, again, I don't know if it's the millennial in me but you know, us for the most part using cloud storage and things like that. Yeah. I immediately thought of this thing that I have with me all the time. You know, so I essentially have a small computer sitting with us, and as we all do. So even if you don't have your, you know, a computer with you, are you still seeing your Slack messages, your Teams messages, or whatever communication? Are you still seeing your email go off, you know? So I think it, you know, there's probably different forms of what people call computer. And, you know, even if you do leave it, are you still completely unplugged?
Yeah.
And you're totally not. This is like, I think to me, like the second level of preparing for the worst, because like you, like, I'm like, oh yeah, I have Google Drive. I have all this stuff. And I'm like, oh God, if I have to look for a document, it's already bad enough. Like I need to look for it in Google Drive. Like, am I ever going to find it? Or if I have to update a PowerPoint, like, or a doc, like I've tried to do it in the phone before, but I'm like, oh, big fingers, little buttons.
I got one of those keyboards that pops out on my iPad. And that I found actually very functional, especially when you're on an airplane and you want to, like, I like to brainstorm ideas, like just in Google Docs when I'm on planes. And the laptop sometimes is too big, right? You can't have your cocktail. Yeah. You can't have, so I got one of those like pop outs with a keyboard for my iPad. And that was really a game changer for how much I used to travel. I do miss like some airplane quiet time though.
I just miss airplanes. okay.
They're much quiet time or now.
Time. Like, put me on one. Like, an airplane. Yeah, I have the same. Just a random tip. I know it's not a big deal for you now, but don't let a toddler near it. Because I think if your toddler or a toddler or somebody drops it, or don't hold it with too many cocktails, maybe if you drop it too many times, the keyboard doesn't work anymore. So now I'm troubleshooting
that.
But Matito uses it only when he's like learning letters. So I forget. Right. Another good thing that I've realized, because I miss my monitor too, and I've not bought a second monitor yet, it was so torn, is you can actually use, when you have your iPad, especially with that, you can use it as an extended monitor. So I've been doing that as well. Very, very was good find for me when I figured it out.
We could do a whole episode on tips and tricks for working remote. No joke.
Yeah.
I had to go to Kansas. I actually ended up taking my mic and my camera with me, because we do so many shows. I was like, whatever, the stuff's going in the, if it fits in the backpack, it goes. But that was, I've definitely put together like a stack of things that are like travel useful for working remote.
Well, next time I hop in a plane, I'm calling you, girlfriend, because I had not had to do this, and I have like certainly accumulated weird stuff. Some will fit in a bag, some will not. So I'm calling you for some tips. Well, we're at time.
I know. It goes so fast.
This was so fun.
It does, especially when we get to dream about vacations and how we're going to do that. Well, thank you both so very, very much for being here today. It was such a fun chat, and we'll definitely have to have you back. Now I really like this dynamic, so we're going to need to figure out a way to work it in more regularly, I think.
Don't forget that you can also hear about the new crisis of the emerging workforce burnout on May 11th at North America X Day, or you can rehear it if you were at the MENA conference this morning.
Good plug. I like that.
Oh yes. Perfect. Dude, by May 11th, you're gonna be like, I get it, Crystal. There's everything's happening. I'm aware.
We can add it to our comments on YouTube and social media channels. But yeah, it should be a really fun day. So thank you all for joining us today. Thank you for coming for different shows, and same time, same place. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.